This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday, the U.S. is setting expectations for how they want the Chinese Communist Party to behave. This as the United States ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. The move is due to what the U.S. calls the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of American intellectual property. Pompeo said China's Houston operations had a wide effect, saying the theft reaches beyond the U.S. Quote, it's been European intellectual property, too, costing hundreds of thousands of jobs, good jobs for hardworking people all across Europe and America, stolen by the Chinese Communist Party, end quote. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. Relations between the world's two largest economies have steadily worsened in recent months over a number of issues, including trade, technology, the new national security law imposed in Hong Kong, and the new coronavirus. The number of coronavirus infections around the world passed 15 million Wednesday, with more than a quarter of those cases in the United States, where President Donald Trump warned the pandemic was likely to get worse before it gets better. Signs are emerging in other parts of the world that the virus quickly springs back when lockdown measures are lifted. Australia, Belgium, Hong Kong, and Japan's capital of Tokyo had all used restrictive measures to successfully beat outbreaks earlier in the pandemic, but all are now facing an upsurge in cases. Australia and Hong Kong set new daily records for confirmed cases Wednesday, and Tokyo's governor urged residents to stay home during an upcoming holiday as cases climb. This is